Peace be with you in the name of Jesus Christ, and thank you to all the family and friends here gathered to celebrate the Vicky's homegoing and to bring comfort and peace to the family and friends as they mourn. A couple of notes about the service. We are singing the hymns during the service. We will be speaking the other parts of the liturgy, parts that are in bold for the congregation to sing or to speak. Also, would I ask, if able, that you wear your mask during the service. After the service, we'll be processing immediately out of the church and heading to the cemetery, Woodside Cemetery, just down the road. Please stand, and we'll begin with the opening hymn.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God our Father, and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the guilt of my sin. All-powerful God, merciful Father, I, a poor, pitiful sinner, confess to you all my sins and unrighteousness. By them I have continually offended you, and barely deserved your punishment, both now and eternally. But from my heart I am sorry for them, and I sincerely repent of them. And I pray to you, in your limitless mercy, for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A huge multitude that no one could count stood before the throne and before the Lamb,
clothed in white robes, with palms in their hands.
And they shouted aloud,
"Salvation belongs to our God, upon the throne, and to the Lamb."
Oh, rejoice in the Lord, you righteous.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Glory to God on high.
And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We glorify you. We give thanks to you for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sin of the world. Receive our prayer. You sit at the right hand of God the Father. Have mercy on us. For you only are holy. You only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, are most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you were dead, now you are alive forever. Strengthen us who must die soon, so that we turn from our sins and follow you through this world, and then follow on through death into life everlasting. For you live and rule with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one eternal God, now and in the endless world to come. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Job, the 19th chapter. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, O you, my friends, for the hand of God has touched me. Why do you, like God, pursue me? Why are you not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He leadeth me beside still waters.
He restoreth my soul.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup I run over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The reading from the letters is from the letter to the Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To him be glory and power forever.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 2nd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
Dear Diane and John, Rebecca, Degary, and friends and family of Vicki Samueli gathered here today, and family and friends who may listen to this service later, peace be with you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Last January 10th, Vicki reached her 97th birthday. An absolutely amazing thing. And I'm sure, Dee, as you do every year, you held a small celebration for her with a few friends. A birthday cake, a corsage from Jenny, a new sweater. In the early morning hours of this past Tuesday, August 25th, Vicki had another birthday. The day before yours, Dee. No, she didn't turn 98. There was no cake, no corsage, no new sweater. I'm sure it didn't feel much like a celebration as Dee and John sat beside her at Leominster Hospital and she breathed her last. But that day was her heavenly birthday. Her soul left the womb of this world for the life of the world that follows. And finally, the day that Vicki had been waiting for so long, where she saw her Jesus face to face. Ignatius of Antioch, a pastor and martyr in the early church, said this: death is an entrance into life. Like Jesus, I must go to the Father in order to be received into glory. Vicki went to the Father in order to be received into glory. Christians see the day of death also as a day of life, of eternal life. Yes, of course, we shed tears. Yes, of course, we mourn. Of course, our hearts ache with the loss. And at the same time, there is rejoicing. The angels and the saints in heaven rejoicing, they celebrate. In Holy Scripture, when the veil between heaven and earth is pulled back for a moment and Jesus gives St. John a glimpse of heaven, do you remember what he saw? I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God and sits on the throne and to the Lamb." That's the celebration that Vicky joined on Tuesday. It was the biggest birthday party she's ever had. And there have been some good ones, I'm sure. During those last hours of her life, her eyes were fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of her faith. During the last hours of her life, she listened to the 23rd Psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." She knew that her Lord had gone through the valley of the shadow of death already, before her, to prepare for her a way. During those last hours of her life, she listened to some of her favorite hymns. She joined Dee in praying the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven," as she would so often when I would visit, mouthing the words with me. If I ever would have stumbled, she would have known exactly which words to put in my mouth. In the Lord's Prayer, there's that last little petition, "Deliver us from evil." Whenever we pray, "Deliver us from evil," we are asking that for Jesus' sake, the Father in heaven would give us a blessed end when our last hour comes and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. The prayer that Vicky had prayed for 97 years of her life was finally and fully answered on Tuesday. She was taken from this valley of sorrow to her dear Father in heaven. You know, many of you far better than I do, how Vicky lived and died looking to Jesus. She was baptized into Jesus' death and resurrection, according to our records, when she was 7 years old. The robe of Christ's righteousness covered all her sin. You see that depicted for you here with the funeral pall. Over the casket, over Vicky, a robe of white, because she is clothed in Christ. She knew that having been united with Jesus in a death like his, she would certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. She died confessing this. She believed in the resurrection of the body, that Jesus died and rose on the third day, and that our bodies will also rise on the last day, the bodies of those who believe in him to life everlasting, reunited with our souls for the life of the world to come. She knew that her Redeemer lives, and she confessed that she would one day see God in the flesh, even though her body here was failing. And I'll be honest, maybe it was this way for you as well, Dee and John. As weak as Vicky had become, she just seemed to keep on going. There was part of me that knew this day would be coming, and so much of me that felt like it never would, that she would always just keep going. But of course she does keep going, far better than she did here in the last years of her life. Vicky had a rich life in Christ's church. She was always helping others to fix their eyes on Jesus, just as her eyes were fixed on Jesus. She and Sam were charter members of the congregation here at Our Savior, influential in establishing this place as a place where the focus is on the cross as we look to Jesus. She was a Sunday school superintendent. She helped so many little ones look to Jesus. Active in our Savior's altar guild for many years, she prepared the bread and the wine so that this congregation could look to the body and blood of Jesus Christ for forgiveness, life, and salvation. She sang in the choir, using her voice to lead others to look to Jesus. And when she could no longer do these things, she continued to look to Jesus as well. With so many visits over the years, I don't know how many visits from Pastor Heinz, probably upwards of 50 to 60 visits that I've had with her, speaking and singing with her the same words of the liturgy that we've sung or spoken already today, confessing with her the creed, praying with her the Lord's Prayer, pointing her to Jesus. And in every one of those visits, Vicky gave me the opportunity also to fix my eyes on Jesus as well. I'm reminded of that reading we heard from Luke chapter 2. It comes from the early years of Jesus' life. He's only 40 days old at this time. His parents have brought him to the temple to do some of the rites that the Jews had at that time. And when they come into the temple, they find a woman who is there. It says that this woman, Anna, has been there in the temple. She had been married and then widowed. She was, at that time, 84 years old. She wouldn't leave the temple, but worshipped with fasting and prayer night and day. And when Jesus was brought in by Mary and Joseph, she gave thanks to God. And she began to speak of him to everyone who was waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. I can't help but see there a picture of Vicky. A woman who has had many years in this life, a woman whose husband has gone before her, a woman who has been waiting and waiting and waiting and sometimes wondering why she has to wait longer, waiting for the redemption that is hers, and yet at the same time rejoicing in the Savior that came for her. You see, Vicky was not confident of her salvation because of her own life, but simply because of the Savior who died for her, the one who covered all her sins, the one who was laid in the grave for her, and the one who rose that she might rise again on the last day. It must have felt like Anna was there forever when people came to the temple, like she would always be there. And then one day, Jesus was there as well, and she spoke of the salvation and redemption that she had. And now Vicky, like Anna and the saints who have gone before, is numbered. They are numbered among that heavenly host with the palm branches, clothed in white robes, singing of the salvation that belongs to the Lamb. In the reading from Hebrews, we heard the author encouraging us to press forward in the race that lies ahead of us. He says, surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, surrounded by the saints who have gone before, by Ignatius of Antioch, who said that death is the entrance to life, surrounded by Sam, surrounded by Vicky, let us run the race that is set before us. They have finished the race. It is ours still to run. And the author of Hebrews tells us exactly how to run the race. Not with our eyes on the cloud of witnesses, but with them beside us, cheering us on, and our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, our eyes fixed on Jesus, who for the joy of having life forever with Vicky and with Sam and with you and me, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Vicky lived and died looking to Jesus, with her eyes fixed on him. And if Vicky could speak to you today, she would want nothing more than for you to not fix your eyes on her, but fix your eyes also on him. There's a reason that as we gather for this funeral, the casket is placed so that Vicky's feet are also facing the cross. A member of the congregation still. And though we cannot see and speak with her in the way that we have in the past, we know where she is. We know who she is. And we know that we will see her again in Christ. So we close now with the words of a prayer. This prayer was written by Sam Samueli. Dee, you shared it with me earlier this week. You discovered it some years ago. It goes like this. So grant, O faithful God, that we live in thy fear and love, die in thy grace under thy protection, be raised by thy power, and thereafter inherit the blessed promise of eternal life. All for the sake of thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Spirit be blessing and honor and glory and praise, now and forever. Amen. Please stand. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and peace, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet, Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of our sister Vicky, and to all who mourn, comfort in their grief, and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love, Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead, in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Dear Lord Jesus, hear your disciples as we pray, for we long to leave and be with you, which is far better. When we are with you, we need nothing else on earth, but we are always with you. You lead us by the hand, you guide us with your counsel, and afterward, you will take us into glory. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. How beautiful is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! Our souls long, they ache for the courts of the living God. We shall be satisfied when we awake to see your face. Until then, as you have taught us, we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Now, Lord, you dismiss your servant in peace, as you have promised. For my eyes have seen the salvation you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord Jesus, God and Savior, we thank you for every earthly gift you gave to Virginia, Vicky, in this world, from life itself to the love of those who are gathered here now, and for every gift, earthly and heavenly, that you gave to us through her. But above all, we thank you that you loved her and carried her sins in your own body on the cross, and that you rose from your grave to find her, and through your church, held out to her your wounded hands, and through your word and sacraments, gave her forgiveness of all her sins and eternal life. O Christ, judge and answer for us all.
Grant all of us who have loved her here,
may now look to your love, that we may grasp your hands scarred for us, and believe and receive your forgiveness. Give each of us grace to follow you in this life, that each of us may also leave this life with you and enter the paradise prepared for those who love you. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.